Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Blessings with all in the house. Hell's in session. It's a fact.
trip, so I know you're gonna fall for me, cause this is the year all men fear. Female MCs is moving up here. Salt and pepper is strictly biz. You know the color of this, you know what time it is. Super is the strength of the booming bass. Nature decides our pretty face. Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio. It's a real entertainment network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that guy, that dude, Mr. DSP himself, the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder. I mean, his names go on and on and on. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
My man, 50 grand, and I don't give a damn what they say about you. If you don't get no smaller, no bigger, you always going to be my... Hey, man, how you doing, brother? Good to see you.
Doing good,
good
man.
Week.
How you doing?
Happy Friday
good
Eve.
Good week, man. Yeah, man.
Another day in the hood. You know, I'm here, you know. trying to be a poet and stuff like that, you know. Sometimes,
you know, just a little.
You know, sometimes
just
it works out. Sometimes it's like, why did you write that? I'm trying to be you when I grow up. You know, you and Jay Walk and well, Harvey and Paul Cram and David Mott and Strategy the Poet and you know, all you cats, man. Happy birthday, Mr. Metaphoria, by the way. And trying to be
happy
you when I grow
Mr.
up,
Metaphoria,
man.
Absolutely.
You know,
trying to be like you, man.
In my next life, man, you ever read that poem, Why Did God Make Me Black?
No, I can't recall.
If you have it, I'm going to post it.
Yeah, you should post it.
But in it, it's a person asking God why they make them black because they was not happy being so chocolatey, for the lack of a better word. And then, all of a sudden, you know, the flip side of the poem is I'm beautiful as it is because God's like, I made you that chocolatey because everything about God is beautiful, that's what I put in you. So don't ever say why did I make you black. I made you the image of me. Blah, blah, blah. However, there's a light-skinned version to that. And I'm going to write it.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to be like, how come I ain't light-skinned with hazel eyes and a bald head and a full beard? And I don't mention people by name, like Van, like David. How come I couldn't be that? How come I'm not 6'11" like Dave? And I had to be, you know, all chocolatey and everything and love chicken. So I want to be them when I grow up.
Yeah.
I want to be them. I want to have all of me, what I got right now, but I want to be light-skinned for like 40 days before the sun is like, all right, back to normal.
I got you.
And be like, wow, this is what light-skinned life is like? All right, Rocco, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please dial in and press 1 to get on the mic. If you're already here and you have not done so, go ahead and press that 1 so that you can join us in the Get Down. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Raw Links is owned by the CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real, the Poet Douglas, who happens to also be the CEO of this network. Hit the brother up and tell him, thank you for Epiphany Radio, or get you some Raw Links, man. I mean, listen,
I got mine. I got mine. Everall Links is doing something to you. Y'all need to get up on that. Y'all need to get up on that. Yeah. Get that Royal Links, y'all. Stop playing.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Stop playing.
Hey, man.
Stop playing.
You wanna,
yes, sir.
You want to let the people know, man, what tonight is about?
Ooh, man, I'm interested in that. Ooh, because ladies and gentlemen, y'all know me and Van. We try to come up with something because we always challenge you to stretch your pen. And in true Get Down fashion, tonight is no different. Tonight we're asking for romantic advice. Good,
ooh,
better, and different. Romantic advice.
Ooh.
Now, Van and I have different ideas on romanticism. Because let's be honest. Me and my brother, we're romantics. We're romantics. I'm a hopeless romantic. He's a hopeful romantic. And if y'all been listening to the show, y'all know my brother was getting very mushy early in the year because he was getting married. So, you know, I'm the best man, so I had to get mushy with him. And we've created some stuff that I've been doing with.
Right.
And, you know, tonight's one of those nights. So we wanted to have the discussion. What kind of romantic advice would you give somebody? Male, female, what would you say?
What would you say?
What, you know, how are you feeling? I mean, like before we get to the poetry band, give me some romantic advice. You know my situation. I mean, with the exception of Mrs. Robinson that I saw at church with a tattoo on a cab. Give me some romantic advice, man.
All right. You ready, baby?
Baby,
if you're listening,
South Carolina.
I'm going to give you some romantic advice. You ready? You listening?
I'm listening.
Paying attention.
I'm listening.
All right, here you go. Never follow your gut, always follows your heart. Bang, there it is. We can shut the show down.
Wow. What? Really? 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 That's up there with don't spend money on with a nickel. No. I need advice. I'm throwing
serious,
my heart on the crap table
serious.
On 1 million night.
I'm serious, Jay. I'm serious, bro. Your gut gets all torn up, all ripped up. Your heart, man. Your heart lets you know the real deal, man.
Bruh.
You go ahead, you give me some romantic advice. Come on, give it to me. I can take it. Give it to me.
Romantic advice? Romantic advice. If you're going to cheat, don't use my name in your lie. Because I don't want your girl saying, I was Fast and Furious 15. I heard you was on the set. I was like, Vin Diesel is fantastic. Don't use my name. I'm just going to mess up your whole lie, and your marriage is going to be over. And it's just a bad afternoon for everybody. So if you're going to cheat, don't use my name. I'm just gonna mess up your lie.
Okay.
This piece of advice
is brought
to you by Wrong Links.
I can dig it. I won't use your name. I will use John Robinson. I won't use J. Rob the White.
There you go.
Don't, John Robinson.
Not say use a wise son any place.
Any place.
No.
But John Robinson, okay. Right,
No. Yeah, you can use John Robinson. I mean, you know, a couple of people like John. But when you say wise son, they're like, what I tell you about hanging with him?
Right.
They'll be like, you forgot, didn't you? Like, kind of. So, yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I'm just saying. Don't tell me you're with John Robinson. Be like, yo.
Don't, man.
Bad afternoon for everybody.
Bad afternoon.
So
no, especially and don't take advice from people that's in unhealthy relationships. Because if someone's in a bad relationship and you know they're in a bad relationship and they know that you know they're in a bad relationship, they can't tell you stuff like, girl, you should cook for your man. They're like, you don't cook for yours. Or a dude's like, man, you should bring your girl some flowers. Like, you don't even like your girl. How you told me to bring flowers to mine? Like, you know. But, hey, what do I know? What do I mean? I'm just saying.
You're right.
But now that we've given each other romantic advice, what do you say we bless the mic with some romantic advice poetry? What do you think? What say you, Wildson?
I say let's give the audience a piece of advice, poetically speaking. And dare I say, kind sir, dare I say, sir, because, you know, every time we have this show, I have this wonderful notepad that I have in my hand with the bat logo on it that only very few people ever know what this is, because if y'all know anything about J-Rob, if I pull this out, y'all know it's either poetry or something else. Don't read it, something else. Let's read the poetry. You know? So, yeah.
You're not lying, y'all.
So let's...
The boy not lying. You're not lying.
Wow. There's a lot of written pages in here. And what's in here? You lie. She lies to my eyes. Ah, we won't get into that poetry. But yes, Van, may I please ask, sir, would you mind starting the show? Would you mind kicking off this evening with your brand of poetry?
It would be my pleasure, kind sir.
And please, so if you are ready, locked and loaded, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, good brother. So let me get this straight. You want romantic advice from someone that's been married more than twice. It sounds real nice. Do you even know the price? I mean, it costs to be the boss. And you want that title at all costs. Okay, well, buckle up. Let your ego and pride go. Yep, I said what I said. Should I repeat it again? A woman loves a man that can take charge, not whine like a baby and get out of dodge. Own up to your mistakes. Show her how valuable her voice is, not while grabbing her cakes. Be serious. And look her in the eye for that added security. Demonstrate a humbled level of maturity. Be the one she can always count on all along. Doesn't matter who's right or wrong. Just that you can respectfully agree that the problem isn't me or she. It's an issue that you handle together. So your love can last forever. Stop playing the blame game and put the disagreements in check. They get no fame. Focus on the level of dedication you have for each other with resolve and reconciliation. So everyone knows that it's you for her and she for you. Then the whole world knows it's true. You are not the couple to be underestimated, because together you agree syncopated. Because your rhythms are displaced by love's embrace, no matter what obstacles you face. Careful in the language you use with your mate. Help them understand that you are a unit that does communicate. All the possibilities that would encourage more stimulation in your conversation with each other, tap it into sapioisms that helps create pleasurable orgasms. See, when she and I or you and he become one emotionally and in tune with our reality, we can accomplish anything, overcome everything, because we understand the truth about unity. Oh, yeah. And my romantic advice? Ignore the community for the mind of poetic.
See, this is dope for two reasons. This is dope because this is like an older brother telling his younger brother just before he gets married, sit down and let me talk to you for a couple of ticks. Check this out. And then he goes into it. And then on the other side, this sounds just like the preacher talking to the couple, and he's giving them advice before they say, I do. I'm like, okay, I can dig that. I see where Van's going with this. I'm rocking with that. I'm like, okay.
Appreciate you, good brother.
I liked it. And again, this is some dope advice. There's a part in this poem where he say, help them understand that you are a unit that does communicate all the possibilities and would ignore and encourage more stimulation in your conversation. And then there's another part where it says that stop playing the blame game and put the disagreements in check. They get no fame to focus on the level of dedication to each other's resolve and reconciliation. I'm like, okay, go ahead, preacher man. All right, in my Bernie Mac voice, all right. I'm digging you.
You know we fired tomorrow, but it's all good.
I like that.
It's all good.
Yeah.
But
tonight,
my brother.
Tonight, until he pulls the plug. Yes, sir.
Yeah. He can't do it on the spot tonight. He's going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Now,
I don't know about y'all, but it's time to hear romantic advice-inspired poetry from my good brother, J. Rob, the wise son. Are you ready? Are you ready to get down?
I'm ready to get down.
So go ahead and get down, bro.
So he came to me and asked, what do you think about her romantically? Romantically speaking, I was stuck. I was stuck and I was caught in an uncomfortable situation, so my mind was in a complete blur. And I said, I'm not the one to talk to. You see, I am the shattered pieces of a dream deferred. And this subject's pretty absurd, has no relevance to my existence and all of its happenstance, and there's nothing about my story that you would enjoy. But if I have to give you some advice, I'll start by saying don't ask me, because I'm damaged goods. And I don't see the good in any of this. I see death and total disturbing destruction. I've had dinner with a heart attack during a heartbreak. I swam in the river of tears, came out rotten on the other side. I sipped pale ale with the frail, only to come to the realization that temptation was the enemy. Not the temptation to go back, but the temptation of giving in and not being able to look in my own eyes and be happy with the recollection of that reflection. This time I'm in a different paradigm. Advice, you say? Okay. Try this. Don't fall in love. Because love is for suckers. And if you don't believe me, see what happens the next time you think you've fallen in love and you don't have an exit strategy. Shit. Last piece of advice for tonight. Don't you ever ask a broken man for love advice. You might notice that even in telling you this shit, even his voice is broken. Why, son?
Yo, first of all, this was a fire piece, very dope. Closing on this piece, never ask a broken man for love advice. You might notice that even in telling you this shit, his voice is just as broken. Bruh, I'm sitting here visualizing the advice being given from a broken voice. And it's painful. very, very painful, bro. And his piece is very insightful. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal piece of ink, bro. Now, listen. Hey, man, y'all see why I'm a fan of J-Rob, the wise fan? This right here tells you I'm a fan of my brother's work. Phenomenal ink, bro.
I'm really happy you enjoyed this, man. After getting a taste of what you was writing, I was like, let me write from the other side of that perspective. And it's a perspective I can relate to. So let me write to that and see what we do. So
dope, bro.
That's where this came out, man.
You did that for sure.
Excellent.
For sure.
Excellent.
Man.
You know, I'll put these in the event page, right? These are two really good pieces.
Hey, man, put them. Go ahead.
Put these in the
event page. Knock it out. Put them out there. Y'all go out there to the event page and y'all enjoy the poetry, man. Y'all enjoy the music and mingle. But right now, we got to open up these mics to these callers who came into the Get Down tonight to just do a little something, man. You ready to hear from some phenomenal poets, last time?
Yes, sir. Who we got?
Right. I'm not even, you know what? I'm not even going to introduce nobody tonight. I'm not going to do it. I want them to take ownership.
Let them
introduce themselves very uniquely, very dynamically. So I'll announce the area code, but I want you to introduce yourself as if nobody listening has ever heard you before. Area code 515, welcome to the Get Down.
What's good, everybody? I am complete evidence that a strong woman can raise a strong man.
Go on. That sounds like my brother Paul Cram, the poet. Paul Cram, the king.
Yes,
Paul Cram, the incredible.
Hey.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. You talk to Ben. I'm going to be quiet. You talk to Ben.
Man. What's up, big bonus? Paul Cram.
What's up, bro?
Oh, man. What's good, man? What's good?
Good to hear from you, bro.
And awesome. Amazing.
Hey, man, tonight's a great night.
Those pieces were amazing, man. Like, amazing.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
you,
man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. You know, I'm gonna take credit for this one. You know, my other pieces is all band metals, but I'm gonna take credit for this one. I wrote that.
Hey, you know what, bro? You know what? He's right. He should take credit because he wrote both pieces. So all I did was just read it.
There y'all go.
I wasn't even gonna say anything. I was keeping it very mild. But there's the man again. In the words of DMX, that's your man.
Indeed.
He write all this incredible poetry, and on top of that, he want to shift blame. Notice when he write real dope pieces, he be like, nah, oh, shucks. But then when he write something that's not so dope, he be like, yeah, that's just all me, baby. That's all me. That's me right there. That's me.
Oh, man.
I'm like, nah. You know it's true, bro. No Cram.
It's your man, bro. This your man. This is your man.
Oh,
this your man.
Oh, Cram. You know I love my brother, but sometimes he be like, if he ain't really comfortable with it, and that happens very rarely. Very. He be like, yeah, that's on me. But when it's dope, he be like, nah, playing. That ain't me. That's Jay Valvin. Yo, get that letter from my brother like quick. I'm like, don't you dare.
You see how you're doing me, bro? You see how my brother beat me.
This man knows
he writes 99.9% of my material. Where do you think all my book royalties are going to?
They're going to him.
Did he say 99.9? He gave
me
the other nine.
I heard all the nines. I heard the point 99.9 of all material. Oh, yeah.
All
I heard that. I clearly heard that.
And this is why black people can't have nice things.
I have not seen a royalty check since I started publishing books, Paul Cram. John Robinson, he got the rights to the material. All I did was just help him market it, slap my name on the cover. You know, I'm just saying. Ask him. He's got the royalty checks.
You saying he's the words of the book and you're just the cover model.
Exactly, bro.
And you know what's funny? You know what's funny? The bad part about that is when he went to publish it and he said that to the publisher, it was like John Robinson from the Bronx. John Robinson wrote this. He said, "So we've been trying to publish his stuff for 8 years. He ain't writing nothing this good. So I'm going to need to either stop lying or just tell us you don't want to publish books anymore. But don't tell us he wrote. He ain't that good.
You hear this?
I know his mama.
He
a good boy. He a good son, but he ain't good at this poetry thing. I know his mama.
And this man said, I know his mama. Oh, when once they hit you with that one, you just got to let the argument go.
Yeah,
once they
let
you know they know your mom, it's like, it's done with. I don't even want to talk about it no more.
It's done. Yeah, I'm good. You good? Yeah, you good.
So, but it's good to hear you, brother. This is a good night for some poetry, man. I wanted to make sure I put in the chat room that you can see the cigar that I'm sharing this evening because, you know, I know you enjoy a good stick, and if you're going to be on the get down, brother, you got to share a stick with your brother. So I already put that in the chat room, what that is. So I need you to pull whatever you're pulling. Enjoy, and let's get on down. Before we do that, please talk to Van. I'm going to light my cigar. You talk to Van. I'm going to enjoy this with you, and we're going to be good.
Bro.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and get on down.
That's good,
bro. Go ahead and get on down, bro. Go ahead and get on down, man. He lighting up, man. Just go ahead and get on down, man.
All right, so the piece actually has a special meaning as far as love advice. I remember talking with you and a couple other family members of Epiphany, and I was saying how love is something that was just hard for me to write about. And I remember hearing some of the things that you said and the Perla Negra said, but I remember she jumped in my inbox and she flat out told me that I need to allow love to love me. You know, so listening to that and having this concept in the Legendary Ink, I came up with this piece. So to me, I feel like the piece was inspired from the advice of love that I received for just allowing me to feel that emotion. Like I don't have to be tough all the time, you know? And like, so that's basically so I had to learn that, like, my advice is, when you listen with the intent to comprehend and not with the intentions to respond. That's my advice.
Ooh. I love it. I love that.
I have a different tape, but I love you, so I'm going to let you rock out. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm on mute. I'm turning my mic off. I'm so sorry, man. My bad. I'm bad. I'm light my cigar. My bad. My bad. Go get on there. My bad. So, all right.
I have been abducted. And the suspect is described as wearing a smooth milk chocolate skin tone accompanied by thick glossy lips and big beautiful eyes. Her physical appearance was captivating, but her beauty is not what captivated me. It was her words. It was the words that started wrapping itself up under my soul and tying my mind with her thoughts of her only as I sit, physically unable to move due to hanging onto every syllable that escaped from her beautiful face. This was the moment of my capture. I was abducted, mentally taken in front of a crowd of witnesses, but still no one could witness the net she cast over me with her spellbinding words. I was caught up in the lyrical magic that is her. My mind missing from the reality of existence, confined to a cage behind lyrical bars with no desire to be free. It is official. Stockholm Syndrome. Because I have lyrically fallen in love with my abductor, and I have all hopes that I never get rescued. In peace.
Yo.
Whoo.
Wow. The opening
wow.
is enough to grab you in. I've
wow.
been abducted. Bro. Go ahead, Jay. Talk to
appreciate
him. Talk
it,
to him,
brother.
Jay,
wow.
Talk to him, bro.
I'm a little taken aback because I know you mentioned Stockholm Syndrome, and I remember when those people got kidnapped in Iran and they were captured for so long a period of time, there was talk that some of the ladies fell in love with their kidnappers. So in hearing this, I'm like, I love the creativity with this, but this is a woman that you fall in love with that you have no intentions of letting go of. So I'm like, yo, mm-hmm. this is an excellent, excellent, excellently written piece. And the beginning, like
oh,
Van
man.
Said, my abductor? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
It got my attention. I was like, where's he going with this? And dig it. If this is on some, because you know how your boy J-Rod did, if this was some pro-black shit, I'm like, oh, the slaves are so in love with NASA. But I see what you're doing with this. And you're in love for real. You're in love for real. So kudos to you, sir, and to this piece. Kudos to this piece. I'm mad at you because now I got to take back my earlier joke. But this is still a dope-ass piece. So, Van, what do you say, son? What do you say?
Hey, man, that advice that he was given and for him to be able to be at a place where he could receive it, that exchange birthed this piece. There's something amazing about love that when you open yourself up to it, it can create such a beautiful harmony within your heart. And then you can deliver stuff like this because my brother said many shows that this is a subject that he struggles with writing about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, just maybe, this you struggle because you think that you don't sound like how everybody else sounds when they write about it. It ain't about that. It's about how you feel about love when you write it. And this piece is an example. So, bro, this piece is amazing, bro. Good stuff, bro. Good stuff, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, he
thank you.
He did the damn thing on that, man. He did the damn
he did.
Thing. I'm like, okay, let's listen to this young whippersnapper talk about love like that there. I'm like, all right. All right, I hear you.
Man, I thank y'all, man. Appreciate it.
I can't. The piece is dope. I'm not even gonna bullshit you or hold you. The piece is absolutely dope. You know, so I'm just like, That's actually very creative in a lot of different ways. So I got to give you kudos on that, man. Salute, boy. Salute.
Yeah. One. Yeah. Now, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, my brother, I believe in a little bit, you know, about 2 weeks and a few days, you got something popping off of the ticket. What you got going on, bro?
Oh, yes, no doubt. November 28th, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network presents another edition of Cram Session, hosted by myself, Paul Cram, the poet, and the legendary man, Mr. Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. We're going to have another hot show. We have, and it's a special show for me because both artists are actually from my hometown, performed together out there, so it was really, really dope. We have our special pen. You can follow her on Facebook under Dina Slaughter. She goes by the Red Shoes Wordsmith. I don't care what clothes she got on when she on stage. She got on a pair of red shoes, more than likely some Chucks, and she going to blaze the stage every single time. And our study music artist of the month is no other than my big homie, my little homie, Day Night. You can follow her on Facebook. It's Day Night for Vamp Season. She got a couple tracks, Flowers and Like I Did. If you check out my stories, I've been posting a few of her songs just so y'all can listen and follow her, real dope artist. So we're going to do what we normally do on the last Tuesday of every month, and that's Turn Up on a Tuesday.
I hope you put all this information in the event page so I can follow both of those people, sir.
No doubt.
Share some of this new material I've been working on that I hope you're digging. And you know, I hope you're digging it. And I want to say thank you also for checking in on the new Love Jones series that I'm writing. So thank you for that, man.
Oh, no doubt. Like I told you, man, like I there's a lot of poets out here that are amazing to me. I'm such a fan of the art. But you are definitely one of those ones that's like on my Mount Rushmore of this thing. So it's an honor to be able to read it. So, man, thank you for allowing me to see that it was there.
I love that, bro.
I'm humble, man.
I love it. Hey, my man said that you are on his Mount Rushmore, bro. That's what I'm talking about. See, this is why he writes my stuff. This is why.
See, you know, I'm gonna let Van talk first so that I can get the punchlines now. That was a fan, because that's exactly what I was going to say about him. I was going to say, Steven, see what happens when you write my poetry? Dean for the compliments I get. And no one would ever think that I had light skin privileges. No one.
My brother. Hey, man. Good brother, Paul Crown. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. We can't wait to check in on the second Tuesday. Last Tuesday of the month, the 28th, Cram Sessions. Make sure y'all tune in. It's going to be a phenomenal show. So get over there to Dance Floor, man. Set the tone for everybody that's going to come over there and join you tonight, my brother. One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That is Tiffany's own Paul Cram. Man. That brother came in here and set it off, Jay.
Yo, that's your boy right there. That was dope.
That's my man. Yeah, that was fire, man. That was fire. All right, again, tonight, we're not introducing y'all tonight. We want y'all to introduce yourself so that the listening audience will know exactly who you are, where you come from. I mean, it could be somebody listening to you for the first time. This is your opportunity to tell them who you are. So, next up, area code 573, announce to the world who you are.
I am Sinister Spetto. What's up, fellas? I'm a poet, artist of mediums, varied, varied mediums. I gave you my dating profile. I'm like, wait, no, I'm not on that shit. But we are talking about love, right? So that's why I joked.
My man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it, man. I love it. Sinister Spittle, welcome, man, to the Get Down. It's always a pleasure to hear you, man. So glad that you are regularly back. You know, I'm excited about your ink, man, and the new things that you got going on, brother. It's so good to hear you.
I was going to be back. I need the outlet, you know, especially now. You know, so the topic is love. And, you know, I put my love advice in there. You know, it's really simple, people. Be honest. Be good. You know, be aware. I don't understand people, man. It's like I'm Rumpelstiltskin, right? And I woke up from a 20-year fucking nightmare, and everybody's 3 times worse than they were before. It's like unsettling.
Right.
I still love, and I am single and live in Missouri. So hit me up. No,
right. You know, it's crazy, man. Because you said something, man. You said honest. You know, and it's. I don't understand why it's hard to be honest. I mean, you're who you are, right? You want people to fall in love or be in love with who you are, right? So why not be honest? You know, right up front, right out the gate. I mean, it's okay, right? Why do we have that?
Well, I just had that occurrence, man. With a woman I've been entertaining, you know, for 6 months, and you know, I finally got up to, you know, give her a number several times. Give her a number last week again, and we talk on a regular basis, and I'm like, you know, but I wanted to meet her outside of work, and I'm like, so then I'm like, hey, you know, do you have a problem calling me? You know, let me have my number, let me have your number, or are you not interested? And she's like, oh, well, I've seen someone from the past, and I'm like, click. I'm like, you're a fucking liar. I didn't say that out loud, you know what I mean? But I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. I would have wished you the best. But this is why you're a two-time loser, because you can't be honest about simple shit. But I'm honest with you. You know, that shit don't vibe.
Yep.
I don't understand people.
I don't understand it either, bro. Watson, you got any insight, man? You understand people, man?
I'm with him. I'm with Sinister Spittle. I don't get it. And you know what? Forget them and leave them alone. You can do bad by yourself. You don't need some indecisive people in your circle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right. Be very particular about who you allow in your bubble, you know? Cause you know, if you can't find somebody perpendicular to yourself, then what's the fucking point? Because I'm perfectly happy alone. I love myself. But if I can take care of my shit. So somebody else, but you know, if you want to talk to me, you better be on the same fucking level or you just move along. You know?
Exactly.
That part right there.
Yeah.
That part right there. All right. So, Sinister, question. You know tonight's topic is romantic advice. So with that being the case, Van and I are going to step out the way, and we're going to let you get on down.
This is Luscious Breath. Luscious Parody is effectively swing tango vibrations and pink flamenco. Drag down weary canals, mazes, gap, distance, eternal structure, channeling in the caption, growing embers. Devour drunken convictions and dusk late sultry. Those denied under the rushing burn of high noon hour sun. No illusion to hands, but we can get lost again. The tingle ascends from pinky on the left to the brain again. We conquer simulation into that which I must conform. Softly now, without ridges, we see design form. tracing invigorating vibrations, we current vast ocean's might through downburst of grand ejaculations, mesmerizing moments mirrored under galactic canopies, advantageous not under lost obscurities when we saw the fruitings of lust's true nature, blossoming relentless, the plethora of seduced spring's breath, deviant whirlwinds of scattered straw, cyclone lighted ideals of scholar conceptions, ones that birth reason's resolve and tenacity's perseverance never to fail. Pulses, spunked fibrous of raw under the splattered azure, out, entangled, visceral mojo, our chromosomes merge, prolific projections bifurcated. I want to ingest the variables of you until dawn's lingerie speckles the horizon, alerting passionate hearts to depth, desire roots deep into ones without inhibition. Lost highlighter demographic matinees, such grand persuasions, pleasantly upon your cherry lips, smooth posh talk, less pseudo-grandstanding of horse dialect. To you, I swoon. Paramount now, the escalation of audio ecstasy from brazen guitars and flashy horns. Seductively, we are drunken embers of vivacious energies licking the teal of the air, the mockery breathing, and peace.
Ooh. That's pretty heavy.
Well, that's fun.
I got a question. First, I really like this piece, but I gotta ask, what was the motivation behind it? I really like this.
I'm married to theme. Mainly, you know, I was listening to some Spanish acoustic guitar, and then just got this image in my head, and then started playing with different little things. You know, I mean, I throw in a little fun there and here, and there, but you know. Just the passion that's burning inside of me that was dampened for so long and tried to be extinguished is still alive, and this piece is just part of it.
Okay. I like it a lot. What you think, man?
Hey, man, when he started talking about the chromosomes, man, that grabbed my attention. I really, really dug this piece, Mr. Spittle, man. I'm a fan of your work, your ink, and this piece is... This piece is a little bit more mellow for you, and I dug your cadence with it. You slowed it down. Hey, man, phenomenal ink, bro. I love it, man. Thank you. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah, he did slow it down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely. Yeah,
this is a really nice piece. I like this.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I got many gears, man. It's not just laying. I have a whole fucking highway.
I know that's right. Shit. What you think, man?
Man, this was fire. Man, listen, I can't wait to hear the replay of the show, to be honest with you, man. I can't wait.
And dare I say, that was a different style than I'm accustomed to listening to Sinister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the slowdown cadence. That's some real diversification for me. So... Again, kudos to you for this piece. Kudos.
Appreciate that, my dudes. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
One love, one mic, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother Sinister Spittle on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Sheesh. Man. You know why, son? I'm feeling a little old school hip-hop-ish, you mean hip-hop-ish 50. And we're talking about, you know, romance, romantic advice.
Go on.
I gotta play something, man. I gotta play something. So I hope y'all enjoy this as much as I
go
do.
On.
Well, excuse me. Take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell about a minimum length of rhymes of strength and power. So listen to the man of the hour. Flow and go to a slow tempo and you know, sing ho then yo, the show will go on. As I perform, transforming on stage like a Decepticon. But I'm not animated like a cartoon. I'm for real, shooting lyrics like a harpoon. Across the crowd, the listeners and spectators. So let's groove with the smooth operator. I'm so smooth. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E, I'm good and plenty, serving many in any competition, wishing for an expedition. I'm straight up dissing and dismissing. Listen, rappers act so wild and love the profile, fronting hard but ain't got no style. I give nightmares to those who compete. Freddy Krueger walking on King Street, confuse and lose, abuse and bruise the crews and choose to use my name wrong, they pay dues. Destruction from the exterminator, but in a calm manner, cause I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Now girl, step up to this. One simple kiss and it's over, miss. Sold a nice cream as high as the price seem. Girlfriend, you've been scooped like ice cream. So just swing or fling or gather ring, try to cling, cause it's a big daddy thing. And I'm loving them right words far. So just play Marvin Gaye and let's get it on. I make it real good like Dr. Feelgood, to make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to this, there's none greater. Sincerely yours, the smooth operator. I'm so smooth. I'm so smooth. Now ain't that the apocalypse kittle black playing? I'm a new jack, you need to be smacked. The way I play them and the way I display them, to make them sound different in the way that I'm gifted and ham. Making sure every lyric is done fine, and I make one line, bright as the sunshine. Attacking like Robitussin on a corp. If you know like I know, step off. Competition, I'ma get rid of. You can't get a bit of, so just consider a break, a rest, vacation, hibernation, and make way for my smooth operation. I'm a smooth operator. I'm so smooth.
Right, welcome back, welcome back. I hope y'all didn't mind that little slow tempo from Big Daddy Kane himself. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son, and the dialing number is 319-527-6300. By all means, please dial in and press 1 to share the mic with us tonight and give some romantic advice, you know? Why not? Why, son, how you feel about that first hour, man?
Listen,
1 hour on the Get Down could be an eternity because I love being here for so long. So listen, I need more of that kind of love from the poet. So give me another hour of this. You already know I'm digging what we're doing when we're doing what we're doing. So let's get some more.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so tonight, you know, the Get Down is a show where we like to be innovative and creative, especially on the fly. So tonight, when it comes to introducing, neither myself nor J-Rob is going to introduce you. We want you to introduce yourself as if it's the first time anyone is ever hearing you. This is your opportunity to let the people know who you are. So area code 334, you're up.
Hey, guys, this is Liz.
Hey,
what's
Miss
happening, Liz?
What's going on, guys?
Especially when you sing like that.
Right.
Let me do my van voice. Hey, Liz, how you doing? Good
to
hear
night.
From you.
We've been doing it to me all night, Miss Liz.
Yeah, y'all know I had to come in on some romance.
Come on now.
Yeah,
it would be sacrilegious if you didn't roll up in here.
Yeah, I'm like
it would be sacrilegious for you not to.
Yeah, you know I got to be here. I love
come on.
Y'all.
We love you too.
We love you.
Okay,
but you
so
know what
we love
now.
You.
You know what we need now. You know what we need. We need some of that romantic advice.
Okay.
We need some of that.
I got a little bit of something for you.
You got something for us? Okay.
Yeah.
Me and the wise son are going to back out the way, let the light shine on you, and have you go on ahead and get on down.
Peace is called Trusted Keys. If I gave you the key to my heart, would you handle it with care, love, and protect it? Would you defend it against all hurt, harm, and danger from those who take my kindness for weakness? Or would you lock it away and move on, forgetting that I entrusted the most precious part of myself to you? And discard me to sit alone and wait, praying for you to truly see me. These are questions I ask whenever you're near, wondering if I should speak my inner musings, tell you that I can't get you out of my mind, that the sound of your voice makes my temperature rise, and the sight of your warm, dark, melanated skin makes me shudder. And the thought of your thick, juicy lips on mine creates a rainforest below. If I told you that I scribbled your name, would you think me childish? Be turned off by my girlish infatuation? Or would that thought make a black man blush and want to explore my womanhood, mind, body, and soul? Could you see yourself loving me, trusting me with your key too? Or am I just falling for a dream? So tell me, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Jeez.
Well, damn.
She said, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it?
You know what? I got something that I'm going to send to you, Miss Lips.
in essence of what you just put forward. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You, Vic, was I hearing right? She's giving you all these scenarios. If I give you this and if I give you that, and Lord have mercy, Jesus. That lady, that's your friend. That's your friend.
She is my friend. And you're my brother, and I know where you're going to send her, because you sent it to me today. And you most definitely should. You most definitely should.
Without I just got it.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this piece was something else.
That was actually a really good piece.
It really is. It really is.
Thank you, Justin. Mm.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
You got a lot of nerves.
What?
Come on, man. Tell her.
No. You finish, Jay, because we got something exciting. So you go ahead. You finish.
I'm just going to say she got a lot of nerves being all sensual and semi-seductive with the whole,
if I gave you my heart, would you promise to protect the king? If I release the butterflies to my existence, would you promise to end every sentence with poetic prose? If I gave you a transfusion of love and leaf blood, love letters, would you promise to make it that religious on your fingertips?
I'm like, you hear her? I'm sitting here clutching my pearls like, what the hell, man? What the hell? I'm just saying.
See what you do. See what you do when you come up in here. You see this?
I see.
That's what she did. I'm just saying. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, please. Please go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is, before we get you over to the get down dance floor, there is something. I know there is something on the tip of your tongue that you'd like to announce.
On the tip of your tongue?
Yeah.
Say it slowly, baby. Say it slowly, baby. On the tip of your tongue? Say it slowly. Go on. Say it slow.
All right. So, tomorrow night. It's a brand new show called The Inkwell. It's me and Lady A, and we're wondering what moves your pen. Coming to Epiphany tomorrow night.
Yes. The Inkwell. What moves your pen? Do you mean when I say when I put my hands around it and go ahead and let it glide across the paper while you scream and call your neighbor? I mean, that also moves my pen, because now I'm a voyeur and I'm listening, wishing, hoping that someday I too can move my pen the way you move your... Oh, I'm sorry, wrong show. Okay, tomorrow night,
my
ladies
goodness.
And gentlemen, make
nah,
sure
you
you
need
tune
to,
in.
Woo! It just got hot in here.
Make sure you tune in, Miss Lips and Lady A, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Same number, Epiphany Radio. Dial in, man. I cannot wait. I am excited for this show. Congratulations. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. I have wanted to be part of the family forever. I am so, so very honored to be bringing this show to you guys.
Nice.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can mingle and pass out the flyers that you had printed up for your show to the guests.
Absolutely.
Tell them to slow down just for a little bit. Take this flyer and come through tomorrow night. One love,
yes.
One mic. And remember,
one love, one
take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Nice.
All right, that is Miss Lips. Yes, brand new show alert tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. I cannot wait. Now, next up on the mic, ready to introduce themselves like we've never heard them before. Area code 917, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, my name is Eartha Watts Hicks.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Get Down, Eartha.
Thank you.
Van Metal, this is one of the most outstanding ladies, one of the best queens walking this planet, one of my dearest friends. I love this sister. This, my mother gave birth to her. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Eartha Watts Hicks. She is also a member of the Harlem Writers Guild and a phenomenal writer, storyteller, and poet. Phenomenal. And dare I say this is the first time you're calling to Get Down?
I think this might be the second time.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'll take that too.
We couldn't get her in for some reason. But why do you keep holding out on me? Why do you keep hiding phenomenal people from me? I thought we're brothers.
I send the invitations out, but people are busy. People got stuff going on, and this lady. I can go on for days telling you how wonderful she is. If any of you saw my recent post, and I got to say this, Eartha, so please give me a second. I had a chance to release some poetry dealing with black men, mental health, depression, at an event in New York at Iona College. And the woman who put it together heard me at an event sponsored by Eartha for her book, her wonderful book, and invited me to write some poetry for the subject matter for Courtney B. Vance. So that would never have happened if I wasn't at Eartha's event. Eartha didn't ask me to share the stage with her for her wonderful book. And again, I have to say thank you. And I could say thank you with a wider audience listening. So thank you again for that. But Van, when I tell you she's a phenomenal writer, I'm gonna be quiet. I'll be quiet and let her do what she do, because it'll be me talking for the next 2 hours, and I don't want to do that because I love her and all that good stuff. So please, Van, talk to Eartha. Eartha, that's Van. Van, that's Eartha. And now y'all know each other.
Hi, Van.
Hi, Eartha. It's nice to meet you. If you will allow me just a few moments to poke holes in his wonderful story. About it's not him, but the introduction that he gave you, phenomenal, right? Made me want to know more about you right away. But he said it's not him. J-Rap, you and I are going to talk. We're going to talk. And you know what? I'm just going to call Mom. Don't worry. I'm just going to call Mom. It's okay. It's okay.
Do not call Mom. Don't call Mom.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll let her talk to you. I'm going to call her, and I'll let her talk to you. Okay? Okay. Eartha, it is so great to have you on this show. I'm excited. I'm curious to what romantic advice do you have?
Well, I have three pieces that are relatively short, and they run like a call and response, with the third piece being the romantic advice.
Okay. Well, in true fashion, Eartha, if you wouldn't mind, me and Van gonna move out the way. And if you could please get on down.
All right. And it's from both perspectives, too. Why lick my ear with promises when I straddle your lap? Fill my womb with your spilled seed. Fill my heart with sap. Sap's a spring when things are sweet. Sap's hot and ever-flowing. Sap gets hard when things turn cold, and that's how hearts get broken. You and me were only having fun. Girl, you knew that was the way it was supposed to be. Then you decided fun wasn't enough, that it was love for you when it wasn't love for me. I never tried to lead you on. I didn't do anything wrong. You were the one who fell for me. If someone's to blame, girl, it isn't me. You say that you gave me your all, crying how I did you wrong. But girl, don't you understand? I never said I was your man. You wanted more than I could give, and you felt more than I did. It's not my fault you're feeling bad. I never said I was your man. The sex was good, but in your mind, you thought you were making love to me. I never lied or said you were the one. Now I wonder, just what did you expect from me? Did you think you'd get what you want? Did you think I would grow to love you? It takes two, no matter what you think. Think what you want, but don't you blame me. You thought what you wanted to think. I never promised anything. Do you understand? Now that you're hurt, you want to put it all on me. You took that chance. What did you expect? I never said I was your man. How could something be better than nothing at all when not enough would never sustain? No human is everything bound up in one. 80-20? Why not you and me, us both each as 50% of we, and let our respective 50% expound exponentially because we keep it 100. 100% plus 100% equals 200%. Coupling should double like the numbers suggest, like 1 and 1 equals 2, E equals MC squared, and pi R squared brings us full circle. Relative to Einstein, I'm no real genius, but the way I see it, let everything double.
That was three.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. She did say you were relatively short.
And you have to really pay attention because they kind of sounded so smooth together, like there was all one piece. But man, oh man!
I like that.
You are phenomenal.
Thank you.
You know, I'm gonna ask you what inspired that.
Well, I was at one point a song lyricist, and I had wrote a song, about a this old guy did me wrong song, and then one day, I took a look at the scenario from his perspective. And I said, well, if he was to write this song, what song would he write? That's where the lyrics for I Never Said I Was Your Man came through. Because I had to just be honest enough to identify the scenario from his perspective.
Yes.
And then understanding the couple's formula came by way of with the whole 80-20 thing that was going around a number of years ago, I was like, oh, the math is all wrong. That's why everything is backed up, you know. Math is all
the
wrong. The math ain't math. And if it's two people, it should be 200%. It should not be, you know, one person putting in more effort and then another person not putting in enough effort. If there's two people working on anything, if it's a partnership, it should be better. It should be more than two people individually going at something. And if it's not that dynamic, then it's not the right thing.
Right.
We need her in the beginning of the show. That's
yeah.
dope.
Yeah.
We needed her in the beginning of the show.
Without question. I love her perspective.
Because, man, if you take your piece, Earth's piece, and my piece, that's the perfect triangle to what this romantic advice is.
Absolutely.
Because we need a woman's perspective in that point. Hence her piece. I never said I was your man.
Right.
I told you she was dope, man. I told you.
You told me she was dope. You did. And I thank you. I thank you for sharing her with us now. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Again, I'm gonna put all that on Earth because the invitation is there, and she's awesome. I am a humble fan of this woman's work. Awesome. And one of the best people you would ever meet. When you come up to New York, you'll see. She's one of the best people you will ever meet. Love this lady.
All right. Looking forward to it. And
righty,
I sent her a friend request.
See, I know good people.
You do.
Thank you, Eartha.
You're welcome, Van.
It's a pleasure. Now we're going to send you off to the Get Down dance floor so that
all
you
right,
can continue
you.
Enjoying the rest of the show. And tell the DJ what you'd like to hear. I'm sure he could put something special on for you.
Dry Your Eyes by The Deal.
Ooh, classic.
Dry Your Eyes?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. It's coming.
That's going in the event page.
Oh. On an event page, yes, sir.
And we tagged you in the event page, by the way, Miss Eartha.
Okay.
Yes.
Dry your eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna put that in your event page for Eartha.
Oh man,
Thank you. Bring it back, man.
Nice.
Okay. All right. One love, one mic, Eartha. Please don't let this be your last time here. Please come back.
All right, I'll be back.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Eartha blessing us with her peace. Whew, man, are we ready? So, remember, you got to introduce yourself. I'm just going to open your mic, announce your area code, because we want the world to know you by your introduction and not our introduction. So, next up, area code 240, welcome to the Get Down.
Hey, how's it going, my go-go brothers?
Go-go brother. East Coast go-go.
Go ahead, man. I'm delivering the package. Delivering the package. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
And speaking of love, I got my lady calling me while I'm up here doing the poetry show.
Well, she might check up on me, my man.
I told her I'd be on the puppet show. She already knows.
That you got to get out.
Yeah, my mom, she check up on me. She know how I do. She know everything I do.
Hey, listen, you got a good woman. That ain't checking up on you. That's making sure that you are good.
Yeah, she does, man. That's my best friend. For real. Yeah. That's my best friend, my lady. Man.
Good stuff.
I heard the question about your boy here for a second, man.
Yeah, let me holler at my man. Let me holler at my man. Mr. Automatic Charismatic Man. We talking tonight about relationship advice. So,
relationship.
We want to hear your relationship advice. I know you freestyle, so I know you get ready to go in, but that's what we're talking about, man. Are you ready? You ready to go in?
Yes. I would say this.
Go ahead, bro.
There's a difference between a woman being a man's woman and being her queen. The difference between a man just being her man and being her king. So you can have love Well, what's love without royalty?
That's a good question.
Okay. That is a good question. Now, I know I said relationship advice, but I meant romantic advice.
Romantic advice. Romantic advice is like, to me, it's like, treat the romantic advice. You want to be romantic. It's more like your thinking. Appreciate what you have. Sometimes the most romantic thing that you could do is just compliment one another and try to build each other up. You know, it becomes like a spiritual bond.
I love that.
I'll give you that.
I love that. Yeah.
So
since that's the case, brother, we're going to let you go and get on down.
All right. Name my freestyle. Since Thanksgiving is coming up, I'm going to go ahead and do a freestyle called Will You Feed Me? Here I am with my sign, and hoping that one day I will shine, and I am in these streets, living in the place of my universe, my time, and my decision. I can't be reckless. I am asking for money. I am asking because I am so hungry. I used to have a good job, but now I feel like people look at me like I'm nothing because my clothes are dirty, and I wish people would have that kind of mercy on my soul. You see, being on top is my goal. Will you feed me? It's the schools women teach me of who I am and my own blackness and why I do practice. They teach the madness and make me into the slave that causes bondage. Will you feed me? Because I need to escape the curse. I need to go ahead and build up and move up to the mountain. I need to be like Dr. King and be up to the mountaintop. I need to be like Malcolm X. And who taught you? Who taught you? They must be dealt with by the lies and compromise. But will you feed me? I'm thankful for the Thanksgiving and sharing the bread and looking ahead. My soul is not dead. I'm here. I used to be that in that shelter. I used to be that. And in the days of me, of my blessing, I'm in a new home now. I am being fed now. And I look at the people that fed me and not look at the dirt, the filth. But everything that we come from the dirt and the hurt and the pain. But will you feed me? Because feeding causes change. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. He gets into my lint pipe and dry.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, man.
That was dope. I'm sorry to go ahead of you, man, but Van,
yes, sir.
Mr. Charismatic, I'm going to need you to stand on the side. I'm going to talk to Van for a second. Hey, Van, for real?
Yeah, bro.
Dare I say this is one of his better pieces? Because you felt where he was going with this. Like, normally he has a different kind of cadence, but for right now, like, he's really, like, in a particular position where he's like, I need you to feel where I'm taking this. This is a really good piece. This is a really good piece. What do you think?
Oh, thank you.
I agree because, you know, it's the the vein which where it came from, and that vein is flowing from his heart. So it's different when you just do a piece, or if you're not really feeling the piece, and then him being a freestyler, so he's got to come from the heart about this topic that he was so passionate about in the delivery, which radiated throughout the piece. So, hey man, I agree, man. This is definitely one of your better pieces, bro, for sure.
Thank you. I try to be better. To me, it's all about freestyle. Is a spiritual. It's like spiritual guidance from a literature, from a spiritual guidance, and that's how I am with freestyling. I just let the spirit guide me into my words.
Love it, Dad.
I'll give you that. That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you very much.
All right, my brother.
Yeah, you my Coco brothers. I hope y'all, you know what? I got a song for J-Rod, the wise son. Can you
talk
play?
Talk to me.
Yes, can you play Chuck Brown, Bustin' Loose? And then.
Of course, man.
I got EU, Taste of Your Love.
Mm. Oh, so we gonna do both of that? Okay, let's get into some Bustin' Loose real quick. He got you. Chuck Brown and Soul Searchers. I got you, brother. You already know what we're about to do.
You already know.
Tier four,
y'all, truck drivers, be safe out there.
Y'all
all
right,
be,
brother. You too. One of my ways, brother.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, that's our go-go brother. One love, one mic, Mr. Automatic.
One love, one mic.
On his way to the dance floor, man, it just gets better and better, man. Next up, man, remember, introduce yourself like nobody's ever heard before. This might be somebody's first time hearing you. So when I announce your area code, man, you go in and you announce yourself. Next up, area code 424. Let them know who we have on
tonight. This is the Kingpin.
Ha ha! Yes, sir!
Yes, indeed. My brother. Good to hear from you, man. How are you on this fine, fine Thursday night?
Tired, man. I'm trying to get my new place set up and get the old place cleaned up so I can turn it in on Saturday. So I've been running like a chicken with my head cut off between the two places. So
ooh,
that's been me.
I don't envy you, brother.
Moving
that's
is
been
not
me in a
fun
nutshell.
At all.
Actually, the move.
It may not be fun.
Bad.
Go on.
The moving part was bad because I had plenty of help.
Okay. Hey.
Help is always good.
Hey.
Let me know.
Let me know. Did you take an ice bath? You took an ice bath? Or you soaked in some Epsom salt?
Not yet.
Which one did you do? Not yet. You hear that, Jay? Not yet.
I have my Epsom salt on standby. The Epsom salt is on standby,
okay.
and the water will be as hot as I can get it.
I got you.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, because Saturday afternoon after I turned them. Yes, sir.
No, finish what you're saying. Saturday afternoon when you turn in the keys?
I say Saturday, after I turn in the keys, I'm coming back to the house. The tub shall get filled, and I'm sitting in it.
There you go. There you go. There you
and
go, sir.
This other stuff I can put away at my leisure.
As you so see fit, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
As you so see fit. Well, listen, tonight, and I'm talking to a seasoned veteran. Tonight, sir, Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
Van and I are having
yes,
this conversation about romantic advice. And is there any romantic advice that you would like to share with the brothers or just give it to us in poetic format?
Let me look, because I was going to do something completely different, but now that y'all done pulled that out, that's what I get for not being at the show at the beginning.
That's all
well,
right.
Different is good because you family, so we'll take different.
All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, okay. I'll do the one I was initially do. But as far as romantic advice is, I don't know if I'm the right one to be doing it because I'm a two-time loser. But it ain't
see,
man?
He's with me tonight.
He sounded just like me.
He's with me tonight, man. Like, don't ask me.
It ain't from lack of trying, I'll put it that way. But
the lack of trying is always good.
The only thing I would say is be truthful. This is one of the times where you have to lead with your heart. Because if you don't, you're going to miss some things. And,
okay.
I mean, love is one of those complex things where it's not very simple at all. It may seem simple. It may look simple. But once you get involved and feelings get involved, everything changes.
Yeah.
And Van, as you go down that road, you'll see what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good advice.
But I'm gonna leave it at that.
Not like that. All right.
I like that.
Well, then go ahead and please get on down.
This is the piece called The Assignment. The question that has been asked more than anything, but not just one, but by all. Did they understand the assignment? Birmingham, Alabama. The assignment was understood by all that took part, by the guard, the swimmer, the spectators, by those who started the fuss. Mess around and find out. The ancestors of the Tulsa Massacre. Three survivors of a heinous act. Acting for those that couldn't. Reparations sought. Reparations denied. Representative John Lewis, known for good trouble. John Lewis was a beacon for us. white supremacists tried to kill him on a bridge named for a grand dragon. The ancestors called him home. There's been many more. Dr. King, Thurgood Marshall, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, Sandra Bland, Breonna Taylor. They all understood the assignment, and that's that piece.
There's a lot for me to unpack in this. Talk to me, man.
Hey, man. Kingpin has an amazing way of scribing out the thoughts that we think. And he puts it the words to paper because some of us are afraid to say what we really feel. But he is not. And in the presence of him saying what he feels, there is an education moment for us to never forget what has truly happened. So, my brother, I really do appreciate your gift. I appreciate your ink. And I appreciate the ability that you have to stay consistently bold in your writing.
Thank you.
Good trouble. Where would the world be? Where would this country be without good trouble and the people who made good trouble? Like, where would we truly be? Where would we be without those people who said, there by the grace of God go I, and went for it, knowing that there were other people who said, why would you? Because they were afraid. King, this is an awfully dope piece. It speaks to us in challenge format, and it speaks to us to question ourselves at certain points and places within our lives. I love it. I really, really enjoy this.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's some good writing right there. That's some good writing.
Absolutely. Kingpin, won't you, I saw the promo for your phenomenal book. It's moved up in the list, so can you let everybody know how they can help support and assist you with making that book become number one bestseller?
In one of the things that I belong to, they're doing a contest for the best cover, and they chop it down according to certain amounts as they go through. Go through and have people go through and vote and look at the different covers. Mine is for the month. The one that's going on right now is for the month of November. And right now, you had to be in the top 100 and you had to be in the top 50. And now this particular section, you have to be in the top 24. As it stands right now, I am number 21. What I will do, I will put the link in your, I'll put the link in the, no, mine just went
blank. Event page?
In the event page. And if you guys would like to support and vote, it costs you nothing. It would be greatly appreciated. This is one of the best ones I've done. I've never gotten out of the first 100 before. So there's something about the cover of this book that has piqued a whole bunch of interest. I'll put that in the event page. And if you guys would like to vote and help, it would be greatly appreciated. And even if you don't, it would be greatly appreciated. We do what we can. And we'll see how far we can take this.
Absolutely.
Well, count me in because I'm voting.
Without question. Without question. And make sure y'all support. Check out the event page. Get the information. And support Double A, a.k.a. Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. All right, my brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. You've had to leave the Epsom Salt a while, a little longer, because you got to get out there and dance a little bit now. You might as well continue. Your body's already probably going to start hurting. So you might as well just go ahead and just continue. Just get out there and dance. Dance, I said.
I'll get out there and shake a leg.
My man.
There you go.
Man.
There you go.
Just for a hot second now. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Brothers, be easy.
You too, man.
You too,
ladies
King.
And gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, Anthony Arnold. Please support the brother. Vote, vote, vote. It doesn't cost you anything to vote. Next up on the mic, again, announce yourself like you would. I mean, this is your opportunity in the limelight on the Get Down to introduce yourself as you want the audience to know you. Area code 501, welcome to the Get Down. Who do you have on the mic?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give the man who needs no actual introduction. Hailing from parts unknown, currently living in Arkansas, his name is Just Jay.
What's up, fellas?
Man, you won. You won. You won the grand prize. You got it. Nobody came through because they didn't have Don King.
I was hearing y'all giving the opportunity.
No
I was hearing y'all setting it up for them, slowing them down. Hey, you about to win $1 million. Okay. All right. But you know what? Actually, I don't think they were catching it because at first it was sounding like that after you guys introduced them, then they were going to get a chance to go ahead and do it. But when I came in, I said, no, they got it set up on the front end, not the back end. Let me go ahead and run with this.
Yeah, man.
You're supposed
to go ahead, man, and let them know, man. You're supposed to introduce them.
Yes,
like, you ain't never been introduced before.
I kind of went off into some house hotel stuff towards the end. I don't know what that was about.
He's been hailing from parts unknown. That guy, the man, the legend, the one and only, Just Jay. Jay,
man,
the second baseman.
How y'all doing tonight?
Baseman.
This is a
second
genius
baseman.
Concept.
I don't know if you want to step in the ring with me. I mean, he might come from Arkansas, but I just don't know if he want to step in the ring with me. You know? I'm a pretty bad man, so I really don't know if he want to do that. You know?
The pigeon man has made it to the building, everybody.
I couldn't help myself.
You killed my pigeon. What? You killed my pigeon. Don't do it, Mike.
Good to hear you, bro. Good to hear you, bro. Good to hear you.
Y'all are
good to
much.
Hear y'all.
Good to be heard, bro. It's good to be heard.
Yeah.
Good to hear you, too.
I've been hearing you've been doing some mighty big things going around here, J-Rob. Mm-hmm.
Nah, man.
You've been
hobnobbing
with the great. Again.
I get a chance to just walk in places, and sometimes people say, I know that guy with the big head. I was like, yeah, you know. Hey, listen. I get to hang out with people, man, and some of this stuff is a lot of fun, and it's been pretty damn cool, and I'm humbled to be invited to be in certain circles, man. So, it ain't anything I do. I've been doing this for a minute, man, but you know, Van pays people some good money to talk to me, so I'm pretty blessed.
If it don't show up on my Cash App, I retract everything I said, too, bro.
Yeah. There it is. Check the Cash App.
You know, that's your boy.
Don't tell me, Daddy. See? So.
The duo.
So it's good to hear from you, bro. But
you too, man.
Is it my turn or your turn, Van?
Oh, man, it's all you, man.
Oh, it's all me. Oh, I like when Van talks things like that. Talk nice to me. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Jay, dig this. Dig.
Yes, sir.
Van and I are asking everybody for romantic advice. You know, he did the Big Brother thing. I did the disgruntled thing. Eartha did the you need to listen to both sides of the coin piece. What say you when it comes to romantic advice, brother? And if you got something, me and Van are going to step aside and let you get on down.
My man, appreciate y'all. That place, when love like autumn leaves punch and go, like a wind blown on the breeze, where has it gone? Down a path. I think love went this way. Even when love's path grew cold, she did not allow me to freeze. Because even love that is cold still can live. From the air breathed when it is shared by two in a shiver. Bodies once stiff now show the roll like kittens. They once rubbed like dry bricks. They grit the chattering teeth teach as lips spew steam. Like Campbell's soup string. Having you years, good. Too diligently searching each other's person, absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more shaking. But the blankets insulating as we hollow out our forms in a sheet until two souls start glowing like coals. Perfect efficiency. Intertwine and wove. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to bray its nocturnal bray, two sticks well rubbed and rattled, now smolder as embers, knees bent, back arch, all limbs pulled towards the shared center, two staying warm in winter. Poem.
Bro. Okay.
Bro.
Damn.
Just say. You never cease to amaze me, bro. This piece is one of those pieces, man, it's like I want to be sitting under the shade of a tree, reading it in a book to my lady. Hoping that she fall in love with the words that I'm reading as if they were my own. Dang, I wish I'd have wrote this piece.
Bro, you just killed me with that one right there, man. I just died and came back and you were still talking.
Wow. Yo, that is so dumb. He's like, yeah, I just died and came back, bro.
I just died and came back. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nah.
Phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink. Well, I said, talk to your man. Talk to your man.
I was about to say, I like, he came in here on some, I just want to prove to you that the stars are the way they are. They twinkle only because some of the most beautiful things that ever graced the face of the planet happened that comes from you first. As stars begin to ask for permission to shine, they tap you on the shoulder asking for the okay to be bright. I'm like, who the hell is this dude?
Slow down, I'm still typing. You're trying to wear me out. I'm an old man.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right, bro.
Oh, killing me.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He come in here all smooth. He on his big daddy paint thing. He got the jacket on, the silk jacket with the ascot and a snifter of some cognac. And he's like, yes, this is all me talking to you. So hopefully it finds its way into your lower cerebellum until such time where I can make it. So possibilities are never endless. They're just the beginning of everything that you ever asked for. I'm sorry. Ooh. You didn't ask for my name just yet. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here when you decide to gather enough nerve to ask, who am I?
I'm
like, who's this dude?
Oh, that's a freestyle name. You watch out, bro. Look at
him. Man, I mean, he started spitting, and I had to stop smoking my cigar. I'm like, okay, let me take some notes. This dude
right.
here.
Right.
Mm.
You know what he's doing.
Dope
bro.
Piece
he know
too.
What he doing, bro. Yeah, he know what he's doing.
No doubt. He know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he know.
Mm-hmm. Acting gigantic and bashful at the same time. This that's your man. That's your man.
That's my man.
All the metaphors in that land. Just said it was crazy. I feel gigantic and bashful at the same time. That's crazy.
I'm just saying. I describe greatness in good detail. Van taught me that.
Me too.
That's what Van taught me. So I'm just saying.
I'm looking around my room trying to figure out who was this Van person.
Mr. Middles,
Van got all these superheroes on the wall, yet you look at Thor, it got Van's face on it. You look at the Hulk, that's Van. You look at Captain Marvel, that's Van. You look at Captain America, that's Van. You look at the Winter Soldier, that's Van. You look at Scorn, that's Van. This dude is incredible. Do you hear me?
He sounds like a Swiss Army knife for X-Men.
Right.
Thank you.
That was a like Brett Getty.
Unbelievable.
Blasphemy.
See what happens when you have you see what happens when you have brothers. Now for sure I got to call mommy. I'm for sure I got to call her now.
Come on.
You
give
me accolades I don't deserve. You give me accolades I don't deserve.
Don't call mom because she gonna be like, why you keep calling me with this? You know how he be acting. Don't call.
Okay. All right. Just Jay, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, my brother, let everybody know what you got going on in the Tiffany Radio as well as Small House of Poetry, bro, because y'all doing your thing.
We're going to merge the two together this weekend,
yeah,
man. We're going to have people from the Small House of Poetry come over to Epiphany, man. You know, we've been talking about the guys. We're going to go ahead and have the guys win through. At least as many can make it. You know, yeah. We got wives and all the rest of that type of stuff. And a lot of times, the wives and the husbands get tired of this poetry stuff. And we got to spend time with them, emergency time. Right now, don't want to hear about no poetry. And that's how they do it. But,
I
got to
make my way over.
This Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm devoid of my motivation and destination. We will be here this Saturday. Come check us out. Small House of Poetry. We'll be coming here to Epiphany. We're going to go ahead and complete the circle that's been started by Epiphany over here with me over here messing around and coming in, calling in the same way you guys are, to the point where I went off, made Small House, and I came back home here, and it's all coming together. We're having a great synergy over here, Small House of Poetry with Epiphany Radio. It's been a very good thing for both the places of business. We've been having good exchanges of energy. We're letting y'all know that this can be done. Y'all out there listening, y'all can do this as far as getting these pillars of poetry together. Shoot, I know a lot of y'all the same way I did. Started over here in Epiphany. You know, Epiphany is doing great things over here. I'll be on the lookout, y'all. That's about it, man.
Well, I feel the advice, man. I definitely, yeah, I want to come in and have some fun. But go ahead, man. My bad. I was talking over you. Sorry about that.
No. You're good, bro. You're good. No, you're good.
Nice. But I'm going to definitely come through. Trust me.
Just Jay, my brother, we appreciate you, man. We definitely going to slide through this Saturday night, 9 p.m. Make sure y'all tune in. Just Jay Gina Show. You don't want to miss it. Now, good brother, you ready to get out there on that dance floor?
Yes, sir. I'm about to go out there and hit that old robot on my ass right quick, man. Let them know that robot still can be involved.
Yeah. You got to bring it back.
Now you got too much oil on you. I'm going in IT style. I'm telling you. Okay. I'm going to have a can with you too.
That was my bad impression of the Jackson song where Michael Jackson did the robot. That was my bad impression of the music. So,
oh, damn.
Lord.
Hey, J-Rod, he can't do everything.
He can't do everything.
See, you ain't convinced him the first time.
He's sitting up here acting like I'm the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz.
You know what? I'ma just sit in silent protest. I am not with it. I am not with this. I'm going to tell my mother that was all bad, baby. That was all bad.
Oh, man.
All right, Jess J.
Appreciate y'all, fellas, man. Y'all pillars in the community, dude.
Absolutely, brother. We appreciate you more.
Much love you, bro.
Man, y'all take care, brothers. Much love.
Man, just like that, he just missed the call. Okay, all right. So, man, let me give you the Epiphany lineup for the week. Tune in tomorrow night for a new show, The Inkwell, with Lady A and Miss Lips. Saturday night, you just heard Just Jay and Gina's show. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and one of the Divas. Tuesday night, it'll be Mojave with one of his great shows. Then Wednesday night, we got Divas Talk with La Pearl, La Negra, and she is back. This is VIP. You don't want to miss it. And next Thursday, it happens to be Thanksgiving. I'll be stuffing my face with turkey and other fixings and watching the 49ers beat up on somebody. So there will not be a get down next Thursday. But the following Thursday, it'll be an open mic. Get down live open mic. Mm. So,
Tell them.
So from the get down, man, we want to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. Since we won't be on the air to do that, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I know we're a week early, but it's coming either way. So enjoy time with your family, your friends, eat up. Last words I'm going to give to my brother, the wise son.
First and foremost, Vin, I got it the
Actually,
most
hold
high.
On you do that. Hold on before you do that, Jay. Hold on before you do that. We got one more person that went.
What happened?
And that's who they are. Area code 762. Let us know who you are.
This is Black Pearl. Hi, guys.
Look at Lasky.
Look at
yo, look at him.
Hey, Black Pearl. It is so
look
wonderful
at
to hear you. Hi.
It's so wonderful
Congratulations,
to hear
man.
You. Thank you so much.
Aw. Oh, my God. It, you know it's the holiday season. Black Pearl, the blessed. Girl, how you
it's
feel?
It's just like old times. It's just like old times.
I'm better. I'm good.
Lord.
Good to hear
better
you.
Is all
Glad
right and
hear.
Good is just as good.
Absolutely.
Nice. Very nice.
John,
very, very nice. Like,
to
no,
too. I've been keeping an eye on you guys, watching what y'all doing on the other side of the globe.
Oh, thank you so much.
All that is because of Van. All that stuff is
no,
because of Van. I'm not going to even front
it. It's because of J-Rap. It's all because of him. All because of him.
Van, I have to tell you guys stuff.
Yes, you did. You did. Absolutely.
What did she tell you, Van?
If there were people that were here from way back when, the very beginning, told me that I would not be alone and my heart would be changed. And she was right.
Oh!
You are made of love, so you was meant to be loved. I knew you would love again one day.
Yep.
Oh,
she was
look
right.
at
you
go.
Oh, yups.
Like, man, you gonna be loved all over again because love will find a way and it'll find its way back into your heart. You deserve
you
that,
will
man.
Do John when you get through playing. So stop teasing Van.
That's right. Tell him again, Black Pearl. Tell him again. Tell him again. Tell him again.
Oh, that both of those were hilarious. Both of those were hilarious. But yes. Someday I'll brainwash somebody to be like, you know what, we need to be together. And then 20 years down the road, whatever I gave was gonna wear off, and they'll be like, how did I get here?
Uh-huh. We know better, don't we, Van?
They'll be like,
absolutely, we sure do. We sure
don't,
do.
Don't be at, don't ask Van. Van. He in love. He's still a newlywed. Don't be asking him. He
me,
like,
and,
uh-huh.
me and Van know. See, I know he know. Me and Van know.
We know Jay. We know.
Mm-hmm. Good and awful. That's what we call y'all good and awful. Mm-hmm. Y'all know.
We'll take that.
We'll take it, bro.
So Van, since she told you, you will find love again.
Yuck.
Please, do us the honors of, you know.
It would be my pleasure. Black Pearl, we're asking for romantic advice, poetically. So if you're ready, go ahead and get on down.
Poetically, I'm going to say soulmates matter. I smiled
at my heart and kiss my soul. I'm trying to shield what's real, really real, what's going on inside of me I cannot control, and it freaked me out. I didn't understand. I had never fell head over heels for no man, especially not like this or this quick. Hell, he barely knew my name, and yet it felt as if we were running the same. And when he asked me out on a date, I said yes. But the day of my anxieties kicked in, and as I waited, I paced the floor and watched the door. And when he called to say I'm outside, I damn near ran. I couldn't take it no more. And all the time I'm thinking, what in the hell is wrong with me? I'm always cool, calm, and collected. It didn't change. It went, we went out over and over again. Now he was my lover and my best friend. We had not yet had sex, but he made love to me with words, and he stroked my emotions, had me like, damn, what's next? He hadn't just taken my heart away. He had my soul, what can I say? And he never tried, but he feels, but his feels he's never did try to hide. His feelings he never did try to hide. He wasn't one of those guys full of pride. Each day everything just got better and better, and nothing else seems to matter. He's my soulmate, it's clear. I'm loving him with all of me, no fear. I know soulmates matter. In peace.
Mm.
All right then.
Soulmates matter.
That's how she knew. And that's how she knew Mr. Van Metal was going to be where he was, because soulmates matter.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We should name her Prophecy, because she told you what was coming, and then look at you. Look at you.
Yeah.
The prophetic told poetic, and it all came together. I like that.
Hey, Rob, you must be a poet. You must be a poet.
He got away with words, don't he, Van? He must be a
poet.
Yeah,
you do.
A little
something. He must be a poet.
Hey, the way Van, like Pearl, the way Van writes this stuff for me, it writes itself. It writes itself.
Great job, Van. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Black Pearl. Thank you so much.
It is good to hear you again.
Absolutely. You know, when you talk in this piece about anxiety kicking in, and then you still press through and kept on pressing through and pressing through, because soulmates matter. I love this piece. I really love this piece. I miss hearing you on the mic. I'm glad you're coming back.
Well, I had one
at
the beginning of the year then. And so after being diagnosed with cancer and going through surgery and now being free of it, I thought I'd just try to grab back some of the things out of life that made me happy.
I'm glad.
That's a free baby.
I'm glad. Love it. Congratulations. I'm so happy.
We serve a God that's greater.
Lord, we could ever know. Have mercy. Thank you. Well, you always know you always welcome
Amen.
Without question. Always.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys
mm-hmm.
are always family to me.
Yeah. You stuck with us. You do know that, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, of course.
Let it be what it is. You stuck with us.
What would I be without you?
The cocky side says nowhere, but the part of my heart says you'd always be Black Pearl. So even without us, you ultra dope, and you know that. So But I'm glad you family, though.
For sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Black Pearl, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one
mic. All right, guys.
One love, and one mic, beloved.
Get Down Dance Floor.
One love, one mic.
Black Pearl. Man, so good to hear her back, Big. So good to hear her back.
Hey, man, it was a slow start, but I love how stuff started to take off tonight, man.
Absolutely. We still have, yeah, one more poet, man. We got one more poet that's been snuck in here.
Talk to me.
And
come on, talk nice to me. Who we got?
She didn't hear what I said, so let me restate what I said. So tonight is the opportunity for you, the callers, to introduce yourself as if no one has heard you for the very first time. So when I say your area code, you go in with your introduction, area code 815.
Hello, happy Friday Eve, guys.
Hey, you.
Hello. It's Tina Stone. I had to come through because I was so happy that y'all are here tonight.
Oh, we're glad
hey, listen,
you're here tonight.
Being here is one thing. But Van, having her here, takes it up a notch.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It sure does.
I appreciate y'all so much. So was there a topic tonight or a theme, something that I should stick to?
Yeah, check this out. Tonight,
on the pen.
You're perfect for this one.
Yeah.
Talk to her, Vinny. Talk to her.
Give it to me.
No. Okay. So tonight, Gina, we want romantic advice. Poetically. So, if you're ready, you can go ahead and get on down.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give it to you off the dome because I didn't know if there was an assignment or there was something, you know, that I needed to adhere to or to think about. But if that's the case, so be it. I got you. So romantic advice, poetically. I'm going to title my freestyle For Bed. Before bed, I comb through my hair. Put on my sleep bonnet, put on my PJs, brush my teeth and gargle. I make sure that I get all the pillows in the right position so that I can be comfortable. Sometimes I sleep in the fetal. Other times I am stretched out like the letter X across the bed. Because I've been sleeping alone for so long that I forgot to have someone beside me that I could spoon up against so he could be the spoon behind me, like we were lying in a drawer the way that God intended, in that love embrace, like one leg over your thigh and an arm over your midsection, holding me, not putting me in submission, but simply letting me understand that this is where he needed me to be for my protection. I love it. I always have. But I don't have that right now. But I know what to do before bed. Don't go to bed mad. Make sure that he's had something to eat. If he needs to take a bath to relax or a shower to decompress, allow that too. Use and rub down his aching muscles and tendons so he can sleep well tonight. Snore next to you. And if you're not snorers, if you need the TV on or some background ambient music or the sounds of maybe falling rain so that you can reduce the stress from the day and clear your brain, so be it. I'm here for all of it. Miss that more than anything. It was the best part of being part of a couple. But I'm okay being single because I'm patient and I'll wait because I don't like when your relationship is a struggle. I just simply want to be happy. And I want my man to be too. But what I always do is make sure that before we lay down for the night, that he has happy thoughts running through his head, that his tummy is filled and he's not going through the night angry, wakes up in the morning, and if he, like me, has to caffeinate, then I'm on it immediately. I'll fix this cup of coffee, because it'll probably be in a travel mug. So I'll be home since I'm deep. Thing that I miss is the person that I cuddle up next to when I go into sleep, because for me, that's bliss. If sleeping was currency, I'd be wealthy, a millionaire at least. But in the meantime and in between time, while I'm waiting on my final king, I want him to know that when it comes to us going to bed at night, I'll always do the right thing.
Don't go to sleep angry. That's old school love advice right there.
Old school. Definitely old school.
Yeah, that's the old advice grandma used to say.
Lay it down. Right. I'm not going to bed with that negative energy. No, sir.
Not at all.
I like that. Grandma was like, don't let that man go to bed angry. I like that. I like that right there. That's old school loving man.
And wake up furious. You don't want that. Trust me.
Don't want that. Been there, done that, wrote the book about it. I love her freestyle, so I always got to go back and listen because I feel like I've missed some stuff. But Gina,
that song
you're just amazing.
Saying, honestly, I don't know what I said, but I know how I feel.
Right. Man. It's phenomenal at what you do, you know, and I love it.
I appreciate y'all.
We love you.
Before we get you over to the dance, so
love
let everybody know what you got going on, in Epiphany and abroad.
Epiphany Universe and elsewhere. So this Saturday night, you can catch me and Jess Gay at the Jess Gay and Gina Show. We love to have interviews, and when we don't, we have an open mic. Last time we were on, played poetic tracks from poets. We'd like you to still send in your MP3s. Send them to myself or to Just Jay so that we can put you in the mix so that rather than us play songs all night and have a talk show with music, we're going to have a talk show with spoken word. We want that to be a thing. So sometimes you need to be the change that you want to see in your community. That's what we're looking forward to for several weeks in a row, probably until the end of the year. You can also catch me on Clubhouse at 1 Central Saturday in the kitchen, where it's round after round of speed round poetry, with the lead chef being Wallace the Elder Reed, and the sous chef being myself and the family. On Sunday night, you can catch us, Small House of Poetry, in the living room, where we give a deep dive into your poem and a look at your piece that you'd like to have. If you're still working on it, if it's a work in progress, if it's a partial piece, if it's a piece that you're going to perform on stage and you need someplace to test it out, that's where you do that. And on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 Eastern, catch us on the AM drive where we have What Say You, What's in Your Cup, Where the Hell Are You and What's the Weather Like, and Black Back 365, which is my segment of the show, because we're not just black in February. We're black all 365. So that's where you can catch me. Oh, and I'm going to be featured at Mike Gwynn Entertainment on his show Versus and Vibes. Oh, it's super early, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. I'm going to be featured on Thanksgiving morning, and I will be bringing me to that platform on Clubhouse. So that's where you can find me in the upcoming week. Appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
One love, one mic. On our way to the Get Down dance floor, Gina Storm, one half host of the Just J Gina Show this Saturday. Make sure you tune in. Get on over to the dance floor and shake your tail feather. Gina Storm, one love, one mic. Wow. Okay. Now, last words, my brother, J-Rob the Wise Son. You know what?
What's up?
Go ahead and quote. I'm not even going to say anything, man. You close this out tonight, man. You close this out tonight. Last words, and you close this out.
Well, you already gave the lineup. The last words got to come from you.
How about you close this out first? I did the lineup.
You did the lineup. So I'm saying. So last words will come from you first.
I see what you did there. All right. So, J-Rob the Wise Son, brother, let me just say, man, that each time we do this show, man, I get more and more excited about the level of love, creativity, and poetry that comes out of this show. Thank you for being an amazing part of it. Thank you for just being who you are. I love you, bro. Can't think of any other place I'd rather be on a Thursday night than hosting this show with you, man, because you are a phenomenal individual. You're a pillar of the community. You're a pillar of your community back home where you are. So, brother, thank you for just giving me an opportunity to sit with you Thursday after Thursday. So kudos to you, good brother. Wise Son.
My man, I truly appreciate you, man. But if we're being fair, let me give this right back to you. You know, it's been a very challenging year, to say the very least. And even with the challenges being what they are, bro, I want to say thank you for sticking by me when all hell's breaking loose around me and help keep me steady throughout it all. I appreciate you, bro. It goes without question that you already know I love you, man. And I couldn't think of any other way to spend a Thursday night than to be on the Get Down with my brother. Let me say again to the callers tonight, thank you all for not thinking it'd be robbery to spend a little time with Van and myself. Share with us your gift of poetry. Share with us your love of poetry, the craft, etc. Without you, there really is no Get Down. Without you all, it's just me and Van having conversations about everything under the sun, starting with comic books. But aside from all that,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, I truly say thank you. Can't wait to hear from you all again. Bear with us. Sometimes you'll hear, sometimes we may not have a show for whatever reason, but we're climbing back out of the doldrums and we're coming back. And because of you, we have interesting conversations about life, the Black experience, and poetry. I love you all. I salute you all. And can't wait to hear from every single one of you again. Until that time that we call next time, this is J-Rob the Wise Son, co-pilot next to Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetics. The Get Down. Have a happy holiday, and we're going to talk to you soon.
Good night, y'all. Hey.
Hey.